From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Myanmar pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi joined millions of her fellow citizens voting in what has been described as the country's first free and fair election in a quarter of a century. Her vote was a personal first for the 70-year-old democracy icon. She has been and was under house arrest during Myanmar's last free election in 1990. VOA's Steve Herman reports from Yangon on what position Aung San Suu Kyi might have in a new government if her National League for Democracy party wins the day's votings.
The question is not whether the NLD is able to be the largest vote-getter among the 90 or more parties that are contesting in this parliamentary election. The question is whether they can capture two-thirds of the parliamentary seats to overcome this distinct advantage that the military and the government have, because a fifth of these seats are reserved for them. So they need this two-thirds and majority to really get through parliament what they want, and more critically, be able to select who will be the next president of Myanmar.
That was Steve Herman reporting. In spite of increasing indications that a bomb destroyed a Russian passenger airliner last week high over the Sinai Peninsula, the head of Egypt's investigative team says no definitive conclusions have been reached. All 224 people aboard the jet that was departing Sharm el-Sheikh, headed for St. Petersburg, Russia, died. Foreign intelligence reports first raised the theory that a bomb exploded aboard the jet based on overheard chatter by known terrorists shortly after the crash. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility. And again, all died. This is VOA News. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 23 Syrian civilians were killed Saturday in suspected Russian airstrikes on the rebel-held town outside Damascus. Russia, Syria's government, and a U.S.-led coalition are all carrying out bombing raids in Syria, sometimes in the same area. Taiwan's President Ma Ying-jeou says the significance of security and dignity for the Taiwanese people was a key message he shared with China's President Xi Jinping during their historic talks held this weekend in Singapore. VOA's Bill Lyde has more.
Since the People's Republic of China was established in 1949, the leaders of Taiwan and China have never met face-to-face. But on Sunday, the two engaged in what is being called a historic 81-second handshake. The meeting was high on symbolism, but saw no major breakthroughs. China considers democratically ruled Taiwan to be part of its territory and has never renounced the use of force to resolve the dispute. Not everyone welcomed the president's meeting, which was announced on short notice. Protests took place in Taipei, Taiwan's capital, and the timing of the talks between Xi and Ma raised questions. Critics also complained that Ma said little about Taiwan's commitment to democracy as a core value of society, in contrast to the Communist Party's role in China. Bill Lyde, VOA News, Beijing.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter spoke Saturday about the countries of the Asia-Pacific which are concerned about the risk of conflict between those making land and territory claims in the South China Sea.
The United States joins virtually everyone else in the region in being deeply concerned about the pace and scope of land reclamation in the South China Sea. The prospect of further militarization, as well as the potential for these activities to increase the risk of miscalculation or conflict among claimant states.
Carter said the pace and scope of land reclamation by China and others increase the risk of miscalculation and should stop. China has territorial claims in nearly the entire body of water. Several other countries are also making claims. A Russian media magnate and former aide to Kremlin leader Vladimir Putin has been found dead in a hotel room here in Washington, D.C. American and Russian authorities are trying to determine what caused the death of 57-year-old Mikhail Lessin. Lessin was a former Russian cabinet minister and founder of the international media company RT, originally known as Russia Today. An acoustic guitar once owned by John Lennon has sold for $2.4 million. The J160E Gibson was sold Saturday by Julian's Auctions in Los Angeles to an undisclosed buyer. The auction house described the instrument as the most historically important guitar associated with the Beatles. It had been lost for over 50 years and represents a rare and significant guitar in the band's history. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.